Florida Real Estate Headlines. Florida Deptode of Revenue launches property tax data portal for 10.9 MEM parcels. The Florida Department of Revenue now provides centralized access to property tax data covering 10.9 million parcels valued at $2.4 trillion through its online data portal. Real estate professionals can leverage this portal to research property valuations, tax histories, and assessment trends of Florida's massive property market. Bookmark the data portal to streamline your due diligence and client advisory work. https://floridarevenue.com/property/pages/data-portal.aspx. Florida Real Estate Headlines. Florida average realtor commission dips below national average in 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average real estate commission in Florida is 5.57%. Florida real estate professionals can benchmark their fee structures against verified local data rather than national estimates. Review the full Florida commission survey data at h/listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate/Florida/. Florida Real Estate Headlines. Understanding FREC. Florida's Real Estate Commission powers and membership. The Florida Real Estate Commission oversees the state's real estate industry, with members selected based on specific qualifications. FL real estate professionals interact with FREC for licensing and compliance, making its structure and selection process directly relevant to your practice. Review how FREC membership qualifications and selection work at the source link. Florida Real Estate Headlines. Florida Real Estate Commission rates. How FL compares nationally. A guide breaks down average real estate commission rates in Florida, national comparisons, and negotiation strategies. Understanding commission benchmarks helps FL agents and brokers price services competitively and justify their value to clients. Review the full breakdown and negotiation tips at CalibraRealEstate.com. Florida Real Estate Headlines. Florida Real Estate Commission monthly meetings and license law updates. The Florida Real Estate Commission, FREC, is a 7-member body appointed by the governor that administers and enforces real estate license law through monthly meetings and public protection efforts. FREC's regulation of licensees and enforcement of Chapter 475 directly shapes the operating environment for all real estate professionals practicing in Florida. Review upcoming FREC meeting schedules and stay current on license law changes at the source URL. Florida Real Estate Updates. Florida average commission rate holds at 5.53%. What pros should know? Real estate commission rates in Florida average 5.53%, representing a notable cost factor for transactions in the state. Florida real estate professionals need this benchmark to set competitive yet profitable commission structures and transparently guide clients on transaction costs. Review your current commission strategy against the 5.53% state average at fastexpert.com/blog/realestatecommission-florida/. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CCNRs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study is the association underfunded, the most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.